Once a month, for years, Ahmed Ahmed has been coming to Dahabshiil, a money service agency catering to the Somali community outside Washington. The taxi driver has sent $200 every month to his family of eight left behind at home, but he couldn't this time.
Forget the medicine or, anything else. The priority is the food. If they don't get that money, they don't have a food. They don't have any jobs.
At the small money service business inside a Somali store, Hal Hassan, who works as a building concierge, couldn't believe what she was just told.
Why are they all closed? Why are they closed?
After years of civil war and anarchy, there is no formal banking system in Somalia, so families overseas have to rely on informal money transfer networks known as hawalas to deliver cash to their needy relatives. Merchants Bank of California was the last U.S. bank to handle wire transfers to Somalia. In early February, they announced the service would shut down. The reason likely has to do with the U.S. fight to stop the flow of money that helped fund extremist groups in the region, such as Al-Shabaab. Census data shows that 80,000 Somali immigrants live in the U.S. A majority of them send money to their families in their impoverished homeland. Osman Yusuf manages the Dahabshiil Money Transfer Agency.
It's about between 200 to 300, that's the average. We also have a lot of people who send $20, $30, $50.
In all, more than $215 million in U.S. remittances went to Somalia last year. Now, without cash transfers, Somali community leaders worry about the future for Somalia's children. Farah Mohammed and his group have been building a school with donations from Somali immigrants.
The school will definitely stop. There is no way that we can build this school and can do anything. There is a huge, large number of Somali kids that's just growing up. And unless they get a right education, right assistance, we don't know what their life will be.
Some lawmakers and aid groups have raised concerns about the humanitarian consequences and have called for an emergency plan. Scott Paul is a senior advisor at international aid group Oxfam America.
And perhaps most importantly, there are communities of Somali refugees in Ethiopia and in Kenya that have no other way to support themselves. And if these companies close down, those refugee camps and refugee communities are going to be in severely dire straits, maybe even worse off than people in Somalia.
Congressman Keith Ellison, who represents Minnesota, also said a disruption in remittances would cause greater security risks.
And when you know that the Al-Shabaab and the other recruiters will offer a young man a gun, a wife, and a few bucks, it becomes clear how critical it is. We must fix this remittance problem.
The Treasury Department says officials recognize the importance that remittances play in Somalia and are working across the government to consider different options to address the issue. But no solution has yet emerged. Somali immigrants are in fear for their loved ones.
Really, really, I'm worrying about it. I cannot send the money back home, and I don't know what to do.
For producer June So, Amy Katz, VOA News, Washington.